Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 288 of Heroes Unlimited. We're still in the Major Super Abilities section, and today we are barely discussing slow motion control. This is a power that's been going on since last page. It's got a lot of detail, it's a very interesting and abstract power, and let me just say that you guys have really dodged a bullet, forgive the little slow motion control joke there, in that this is not a serious analytical podcast, whatever pretensions I may occasionally show from time to time. I occasionally have something cogent to say, but by and large, I'm doing little kind of drive-bys on goofy things in this book without a tremendous amount of context, without a tremendous amount of, like, here's the important thing to pull from a close reading of this page. Here's, like, you know, deep game design nuggets. I'm sure there's someone who is really well equipped to do that and someone who would be very interested in doing that. Maybe there is no one who is both. I don't know. I think if you were that smart, you'd have better things to do. But yeah, this is not a podcast where I'm going to go on and on about, you know, the strange view of time taken by this power. That's why I skipped it yesterday in favor of the second part of Shrinking, where we talked about, you know, Oxford Comma and all of his frankly unfair advantages over other shrinking characters. So we're only catching the tail end of it today, and that tail end just has a couple of little details that are easier to grab onto than some of the abstract stuff on the previous page. Slow motion control does a ton of things. It allows you to, like, slow people and objects down in terms of their relative time, so it makes them slower relative to you. This gives them a sensation of sluggishness, which is weird. It seems like it would make the world seem to be moving really fast to them, but no. It also allows you to do something called split-second slowing. That's what allows you to, as mentioned, dodge bullets, which is weird because it doesn't involve slowing a bullet down. It's almost like it involves slowing down time itself while keeping yourself moving at normal speed. That seems an awful lot like speeding up, which is not what this power does. And your metabolism is slow too, which seems like it's a different kind of slow than what the rest of this power envisions. But anyway, I'm coming dangerously close to doing that podcast you're lucky I don't do. Let's talk about, on this page, the dumbest thing, subpower 5, slow aging process. Clearly, we're meant to understand that you are always at a low level, just moving through life more slowly than other people. Quote, "This innate and ongoing process slows the ravages of time on the superbeing's face and body. The character will look and feel younger than he really is and doubles the average life expectancy to about 150 years. At 50, he or she will look to be 25. At 100, he or she looks 50. This kind of makes sense, sort of. Like, if you assume that you're in this weird sort of bubble where everything is moving like a little more slowly, but you have the super ability to still think at normal speed and move your body at normal speed relative to that, then sure, I guess like fewer relative years are passing for you, therefore you're aging more slowly. And this is not like an elective thing. The duration is constant, it's always in effect. And quote, bonus, a one-time bonus of +6 to the physical beauty attribute. Take note of attribute bonuses for the ability to impress and charm. This is what really makes this power the dumbest thing on the page. In a superpower that is otherwise extremely high utility, right? You can use it to slow people down, you can use it defensively to dodge fast-moving attacks, etc., etc. This is kind of a grace note that is like, oh, and by the way, you're super hot because you age slowly, so you're like a semi-vampire. You look really young. A +6 to physical beauty is nothing to sneeze at. That's enough to take a normal person up to exceptional enough physical beauty to start getting bonuses to charm or impress other people. So to put that in concrete terms, that is like a big jump from podcaster level attractiveness to, like, you could be a model level attractiveness. +6 bonus. It's huge. And here's what's weird about it. The thing about this power is it doubles your life expectancy. Now, that's strange when you consider that superpowers typically develop in or just after adolescence. So we got 10 some odd years of life before the life extending powers kick in. So it's weird that it would be exactly double. But maybe that's just shorthand, right? Except we got a pretty clear example here. Quote, at 50, he or she will look to be 25. And then at 100, you look 50. The next 50 years, same rate of effective slowing. I think it's fair to say that as soon as you get these powers, your apparent age advances at half the usual rate at most to achieve these numbers. That's assuming that it isn't sort of like latent within you and you're, you know, always aging half as quickly as everyone else. I want you to think about typical superhero age. In fact, no need to think about it. Let's read from the text. Page 25 of Heroes Unlimited, quote, "I think it is best to generally assume most characters are young, late teens to mid-20s. It is best to determine the age by the level of the character's education and the player's preference." So there you have it, right from the author. Superheroes are presumptively late teens to mid-20s, starting out. Assuming a typical superhero who developed their powers right around adolescence, let's say 13 years old, right? Classic puberty equals superpower storytelling. That would mean that a starting superhero is 0 to 12 years removed from getting their powers. That means that a superhero with slow motion control should appear to be anywhere from 13 to 19 at the outside. If you're playing a typical starting superhero who's maybe 23 years old, that's kind of the superhero sweet spot, like out of college but not yet boring. If this character's got slow motion control, they're looking about 18 years old. That is, as a magazine at the truck stop would put it, barely legal. You want to play a college-aged superhero with slow motion control? We're talking about some high school shit. We're talking about maybe 15, 16 years old. Physical beauty, a measure of your ability to charm and impress others, is not at any goddamn plus six for a 15-year-old. You know who's famously not charming and impressive? 15-year-olds. As I can tell you from personal fucking experience. And what's weird is that, like, everybody goes through all the ages up to their last age, right? The implication here would be that over the course of your life, you lose like 6 points of physical beauty at some point before age 50. Because otherwise, everybody should be getting a plus six to physical beauty when they're at this, you know, tender age of 13 to 25 or whatever the prime superhero years are. You know, if being a 50-year-old who looks 25 gives you a plus five to physical beauty, shouldn't regular non-slow motion 25-year-olds have that same plus six? It only works if the 50-year-old takes a minus six penalty for age somewhere along the line, and then this offsets it. But no such penalty is apparent. So we're left with the inescapable conclusion that people in their late 20s, and particularly in their high school years, are just hot as hell. I'm not saying that. Heroes Unlimited is saying that. Although in the defense of this game, nothing that it says is intentional. Just bear that in mind. This superpower, like everything in this book, is just an unfortunate and fully unconscious agglomeration of errors and nonsense. By the way, this is even worse for like an alien species that has slow motion control, because if you got this power from birth, you could easily be rocking a plus six physical beauty for looking, I don't know, 12 years old. But no need to dwell on that. 15 is young enough. It's already the dumbest thing on this page. Join me next time as we move on from slow motion control and into the realm of speed powers on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.